Kamala Harris attacks same kind of people who passed pro-life abortion restriction. By Michelle Moons on May 15, 2019. Democrat presidential hopeful Senator Kamala Harris spoke at a campaign event on Wednesday and derided the same kind of people who passed Alabama pro-life legislation. The 2020 candidate claimed from a New Hampshire campaign stage that the kind of people who passed legislation in Alabama restricting abortions are the same kind of people who would ban access to prenatal care for those with pre-existing conditions. On this day, where we saw what happened in Alabama, let us all agree that women's health care is under attack, and we will not stand for it. We will not stand for it, Harris reiterated with a raised voice, receiving applause and a standing ovation from the New Hampshire crowd. I'm gonna tell you guys, on this issue, not only is this you know, I'm a former prosecutor, she said, adding. The idea that supposed leaders have passed a law that would criminalize a physician for assisting a woman on something that she did consult with her physician, with her God, with her faith leader, has made a decision due. That it's her body, that you would criminalize and save her up to 99 years, which is a life sentence. To more applause, Harris said. And this is the same state and the same kind of people who also stand in the way of what women need in terms of a ban on pre-existing conditions to have access to issues like prenatal care. Like, they need to check their hypocrisy. The Alabama legislature passed a bill Tuesday that would institute criminal consequences for physicians who perform almost any abortion in the state. Governor Kay Ivey will decide if she will sign the bill into law. Several other states have passed similar, but less restrictive, abortion restriction bills. USA Today reported there are now more than 12 states that have instituted or attempted to pass similar laws. Georgia recently passed a bill into law limiting abortions after a baby's heartbeat is detected in the womb. The Georgia bill, likewise, would not institute criminal charges against women who obtain abortions but, rather, the abortionists who provide them. Michelle Moons is a White House correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow on Twitter at Michelle Diana and Facebook.